The William Hill Politics Podcast. Listen at audioboom.com. Subscribe via the iTunes Music Store. Check out all the odds at williamhill.com.
The final budget before the election takes place on Wednesday. George Osborne will be delivering a few softeners, I'm sure, as we build up and trying to curry some favour. But the message is still going to be the same. We're not out of the woods just yet. A load of specials on the website, Graham. The tie colour, the length of speech. I like the Osborne, the wordsmith. I've had a look back at his tie colour and the length of the speeches.
It surprises me that purple's the 11-4 second favourite. Because, of course, that is another party's colours, isn't it?
2011, he wore a purple tie, but...
Well, I think
it's amazing
that they didn't see the another party as much of a threat. I think they might do this.
Yes. Yeah, I think so. I mean, it was interesting watching back. I watched the 2011, 12, 13 and 14 speeches, of course, and it was really interesting to see his style has changed so much. I mean, he barely looked up in 2011. By 2014, he's grown in confidence, obviously. The other interesting thing was in 2012, he wore the same tie as he did in 2014. It was a light blue in 2013 and just a plain blue tie in the in 2012.
That's why blue is 15-8 on favourite this time round. And you think this close to an election, you want to be flaunting your own colours.
It looks a good bet to me.
Again, as I say, I can't see 11-4 purple. I can't see 4-1 green. 14-1 pink, possibly.
What, not even with this newfound love the Conservatives have got of the Green Party?
Yeah, have they really? No, I certainly wouldn't want to bet that way. As you mentioned, the length of the speech and... tribute to our compilers, they're usually spot on with this, and they're going 8 to 13, 55 minutes or longer, and 6 to 5 under 55 minutes. And it probably depends how many times he stops for a sip of whatever it is he puts in his glass.
They're absolutely bang on, 55 minutes and 52 seconds in 2011, 58 minutes and 3 seconds in 2012, 55 minutes and a second last year. But 2013 is the only one that upsets it. He did 54 minutes and 28 seconds in 2013. So you could argue that the last 2 years, although he was a second over that 55, he has been shortening his speeches, maybe as he's got more confident, and maybe as he hasn't had to maybe repeat things during a speech, where he's maybe made a little bit of a muddle of them in the first time he said them, which was evident in the early days. Maybe he's getting better. So I'd be willing to take the under 55 there and chance my arm a little bit.
Who knows?
Yeah, it's one of those, isn't
it? All would be revealed. But the interesting thing, as you said, is we're concentrating on some of the phrases which we may hear uttered during the course of the speech. And there's been a little bit of a gamble on, quote, hard-working families, which has emerged as an even money shot. And also a few quid for Labour's economic mess. That's a 5-1 chance with us at the moment. Those two have been the best backed phrases. Others on offer include the highly topical Jeremy Clarkson. You can have 8-1 about that. Two Kitchens is a 4-1 shot. And Nigel Farage is a 12-1 chance. And I think it'll be unusual to see another party's leader getting a mention in the budget speech. So maybe you wouldn't want to risk too much on that. But HS2 is a highly contentious political matter as well, and that's a 3-1 chance. But if I had to have a nap, I think Tough Decisions.
Definitely.
At 11-8 looks a good name probably for a Grand National horse, but equally a decent phrase for the Chancellor to offer up during the budget.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.